was on Wednesday night.
Tuesday, five holiday halachas that you didn't think of. So no one really thought of them. So we're a bit of a struggle. People asking what the five are. So I'm not sure. So I put together here 14 of the five. And we'll see how many we get through. Different ideas that are generally forgotten on holiday and be quite important. So most of them are not even my ideas. I hear them from different people, put them together. Some of them I found written down on my computer from a couple of years ago. Number one is, there's something which is completely out of fashion on holidays called going for a walk, climbing a mountain. Nowadays we do whitewater rafting, tobogganing, abseiling. But the old-fashioned people who actually climb a mountain and go for a walk, you got to be aware of the mitzvah, the halacha of Tfilas HaDerech. People think of Tfilas HaDerech when you get in a car, a plane, a boat, a ship. Tfilas HaDerech is also going for a walk. Now, generally, you go for a walk around town, you're not in a Makom Sakana. Well, it's changing. But you would think you're not in a Makom Sakana. But in the countryside, the minute you walk out of a house and go climb a mountain, go for a walk, then you're going to need Tfilas HaDerech. So long as you're walking the distance, which is about 3 miles. So you have a regular walk, which is an hour at least, and you know you're doing 3 miles, then Tfilas HaDerech, only off you go, your backpack up the mountain, Tfilas HaDerech. That's number one. Driving, people are aware, yeah, normally you're going to drive, you're not driving less than 3 hours, you get 3 miles, wherever you go, you're going further. But a walk, people aren't always aware, a walk will need Tfilas HaDerech too, if it's a Makom Sakana, if it's out of the town, three miles, roughly an hour, but less, Tfilas HaDerech. The next halach, which is very negative, people go on holiday by themselves, is a Sefer Torah. What's the halacha if you don't have a Sefer Torah with you? Some people are going to always go with a minion. Shabbos, I'm all the minion too far. Even Monday and Thursday, you don't have a minion. Do you have to lane? So the Shulchan Aruch says that if you don't, you got the example really, the Rishonim discuss, there was an epidemic, Corona, everyone ran out to the forests and they relocated their little groups till the disease passed. And they had their shul, whatever your name of your shul was, and you sort of relocated in the forest and made the shul there. We're worried, shaloi tishkech toyas kriyas haTorah. We don't want it to get forgotten. You'll have a minion, you'll daven. There's no Sefer Torah then. They didn't bring it with them. So they might be there for, I don't know, 5 years. They come back and say, no, by us, we never leaned. Because as long as we remember the last 5 years, we're out in the forest, we never leaned. Shaloi tishkech toyas kriyas haTorah. Do not forget, there's a musik of kriyas haTorah. They said, lane from a chumash. Have a chumash, lane from the chumash, and that way you'll always remember that at this point in davening we go through the sedra, and hopefully you'll remember Sefer Torah. Question is, you go away for a week, even if you got a minyan, let's start with a minyan. You go away to a family camp for 2 weeks, there's a minyan per 2 weeks, there's no Sefer Torah, do they have to lane? Do you say Shalei Tishkech? Because here you have a bunch of people from all different places come to this little embassy called a family camp, and they're all going to go back to the minyanim. No minyan ever shut down that you're going to re-establish it without knowing about Kriyas HaTorah. A. B. 2 weeks is not a long time. By the epidemic, they were in the forest. They didn't know it might be 2 weeks, might be 2 years, might be 20 years. They don't know how long it'll take till it dies. Here, you know it's 2 weeks and I'm going back. Maybe Shalei Tishkech doesn't apply. Furthermore, it could be, if you're away by yourself, then for sure Shalei Tishkech doesn't apply. Because I can't go back and say, no, my minig is not delayed. Shkech, where were you, by yourself? It's got to be a kehillah that goes somewhere else. The kehillah don't lane. The kehillah go back now to their place. Say, no, we don't lane. We never lane the last 5 years in the forest. But if you as a yochid go away, it could be it doesn't apply. It's very unclear. There's different people do different things. Someone told me he was away, giving a whole list of rabbonim he went with over the last 50 years, this rav and that tam chacham, and some did, some didn't. It's a little bit grey. So, if a person is going by themselves, some people give the etzah, you enter into Shnai Mikra, do it then, after Shachar Shabbos morning, do your Shnai Mikra, so you've learned from a chumash, and then do musaf. Can you say it's a must? No, you can't say it's a must, because the pasha says, we says there's three sveikas, it could be only a minyan that relocate, it could be only long term, and it could be only not a yachid. It's got to be a few people, you daven on your own, there's no halacha. Some people are very makabed on it, some people are less makabed on it. Someone said to me a good kinech. He said, even if you don't lane, because you don't lane, he said, you should need to have Torah. Because why was Haftarah instituted? Because they couldn't lane. If Haftarah was instituted because they couldn't lane, I can't lane now, I'm on holiday, I should make Haftarah to Haftarah. Interesting chap. What's that in halacha? Should I do Haftarah? He meant with the brachas, why not? That's how they made the haftarah because they didn't lane from the Sefer Torah. The Ma'aseh Shulchan Aruch says that we don't do ever Haftarah properly with brachas as we lay normally Shabbos morning, Haftarah without Sefer Torah. So even though it was Haftarah was introduced because they did lane, but today we only do it with laning, so there's no Sefer Torah for laning, there's no Haftarah either. Some say if you're laning the Sedra from a Chumash, Shloi Tishkech shouldn't get forgotten, then lane Haftarah too. But certainly no brachas on either. Right.
Because we can hear
So this is a very good shaila, and this I deliberately do not want to discuss because everyone's got their very personal feeling for it. It's like this. Can I go on holiday without a minyan? Everyone quotes the famous Tshuva and Sheva Levi, but if you look at the Tshuva, it's a little bit ambiguous. He says about the chashivas of a minyan, how important it is, which again is undisputed. The question is, can you label this as also or mutzah? The halachas of a minyan, you've got to travel a certain amount of time to a minyan, and if you have a minyan in your town, you're not meant to go out of town without davening first, which is very negay. You want to go out of town, the next mincha is in an hour, it's not so simple that you can leave, because you're in a town which has a minyan, maybe not now, it's not so simple that you can leave. But if a person goes, he daven shacharis, it's not as my mincha, and I go on holiday now, I go to a place that I know there's no minyan. Can you tell me that I've arranged a situation where there's no minyan? Because that's what I've done technically. Or do you say no? The mitzvah is to travel to a minyan. I'm in a place with no minyan. You're right, I put myself in a situation. But at the time I left, I had no chiv tefillah. It was after shacharis, it wasn't yechatzois, no chiv tefillah. It was after I'd have a mincha, and it was before nacht, there was no chiv merit.
Can you put yourself in that?
Oh, so now the halachas we have in Shulchan Aruch about a minyan always discuss about the chiv to go. But that's within reach, right? You've got 18 or 72, depends how far, could be drive, could be walking. But the fact that I don't have a minyan now, is that my problem? Or do you say, yeah, you went to orchestrate every mitzvah. I live in a town, there's one set of Arab medium, right? It's 100 years ago, one set of Arab medium. And I decide, for sukkahs, I'm going away. Could be not allowed to. I share tefillin with my brother, and I decide, you know what, I'm going away now. No tefillin. Don't put yourself in a situation where you avoid it. Or do you say, the minyan's different, because the whole part of the minyan, Shekhanos, you settle to get to a minyan. And therefore, you should try and get a minyan. But not that I'm not allowed to leave town when there's a minyan available to me. So it is grey, and that's the best way to leave it, a grey. It's hard to say clearly either way. Hagam, there are groups that are very passionate about both sides of the debate. But to clearly label it and say, you know, Simon and Sif and Shulchan Aruch, it's also to go, is a little bit difficult. Other Taka people do go without a minyan, and there are even very choshev people who go without a minyan. They obviously thought about it and decided that they could do. The question is, some people bring a rabbi from 100, 200 years ago where they used to go to these resorts for health, but that could be different because for health. Could be different. Again, if a person feels they need the holiday, then anyway, they would have that hitter. Another interesting shaila which people are unaware of, you go to a place where there's a minyan on holiday, and you get an aliyah. And of course, if I wish to maton of Lineda, fine, I need to give money now. Who do I give the money to? Sometimes they've got the pushka there, but then what's it for? So they tell you it's very expensive, the insurance, they're very fine. There's no doubt, I wish it's my ton of lady la stocker. Who to stocker to? So Shulchan Aruch says, if you ever say you're at home, and you say, oh no, I lost my watch, I'm giving a pound to stocker, who's it go to? So Stam Stocker is a name, and Stam Stocker is your town. So if you decide you want to give stocker to another town or to, you want to give to the center, no problem. But if you decide, Stam, I'm giving stocker blineda without specifying, the status quo is a name of your town. When you're on holiday, it'll be the same thing. So you go on holiday in the middle of nowhere, or you're near, you're 20 minutes from London, doesn't matter. When you promise stocker blineda, it goes to a name A and B of your town. So you've got to be aware, because this is the middle of no man's land, and you just say stocker, there's no shul. There's no need in the middle of the country. There's no nitzvah if it's stocker. So it would be, again, your town and aniyim. Another interesting halacha which people are always aware of on holiday, and that is when you come to Netilas Yadayim. So it's always important when you go on holiday, wherever you go, any outing, any trip, to always bring water with you for Netilas Yadayim, because wherever you're going, even if you're going to a sea, river, lake, whatever it is, there's always going to be problems. Bring a bottle of decent, fresh water and a cup, no problems. But if you've got bread, yes, bread or Mazonis bread, then for sure you bring it to the time with, and you can wash, no problem. If you go to the beach, so the beach has loads of water, is generally what the beach has, you buy the sea, tons of water. People are not aware, and I've seen this time and time again, people are unaware. Seawater is not really shtir, you can't drink seawater. However, we know that the sea is a kosher mikvah. So if you go to the water and dip your hands in and say, Al Tevilas Yadayim, that's fine. Tevilas Yadayim. But you cannot fill up a bucket and bring it back for everyone else. Because that water is useless for Netilas Yadayim. You cannot wash with seawater. It's no you have not washed, and it's a bracha l'atala on Al Tevilas Yadayim. You can only go to the sea and dip your hands in. So you want to go to the sea, no problem. But everyone says, bring me back water. No, you can't bring water back for washing for bread. You got to go to the sea and dip your hands in. And, so if water's not really shtia, she has kelev, a dog wouldn't lap at it, then yeah. Now seawater is not really shtia, the dogs don't drink, it's too salty. And therefore it's out, yeah, so river. No, because the dipping is like a mikvah. So just like you dip, so you toiveled your hands, and Chazal said, it's a chidush, you only do your whole body. For bread, you only do it till here. But it's got to be a tzvila. And a tila wouldn't work. By a river wouldn't work either. A river, you can't even dip if it's not relish to skelev, because it's not kosher mikvah. A kosher mikvah, that you can't drink it, that's the chidush. A mikvah can never become tome, a mikvah can never become useless. No, if it's not relish to skelev, then you can't use it for netila or tzvila. Yeah, if it's clean water, yeah, even if it's not clean, but a dog would drink it, sure, you can scoop it up and wash, no problem. Yeah, no problem.
So river is both tzvila and netila.
So it's like this, anything moving, this is a simple way to remember, any time you've got water moving, like a river is flowing, you can't use it for a mikvah, except the sea, because the sea is just the biggest body of water in the world, use the sea. So a seawater tefillah, you can always, whenever you've got a mikvah, you get to the mikvah here, the kelim mikvah, dip your hands in, no problem, it's good for bread. But a water that you can't drink will only be good for a mikvah, it won't be good for a netilah. And a river is not good for a mikvah because it's moving. So that's good to remember by a beach. I remember once someone went all the way to the water, they took a bucket and I didn't say anything, I waited till they came back. And I said, to more staff, we said Natila, I said, that's no good. I said, why didn't you tell me before I went? I said, so that you'll remember for next time. And actually I met them recently, told me, yeah, they still remember. Very important halacha, when you got little kids and you're out on an outing and the calamity of calamities, a dog comes. And everyone runs. Oh, rain, it's not going to get in Manchester because it never rains here. But if you're in a place that rains, then you got a problem because the rain comes down and you're in the middle of eating. You got to watch out for Shin and Mokum. The minute you move place by food, you need a new bracha, or if it's bread, you're just not allowed to go. So if you're on an outing, you're marching up the mountain, eating and drinking, no problem. But often, you come to a spot, you sit down, you open the bags, right, everyone's washing, they're eating, or even if you're eating nothing, eating crisps. But you're sitting down as a break, as a kvias, this way we're stopping the next 10 minutes, this is a kvias now. And if you move on, it'll be a shin and mokum. If you can see the place, that's fine. But if you trot on a distance, or it's raining, you're running in the car, or there's a dog, so you're running away, whatever it is, when you move place, you're not going to have shin and mokum. The only head to shin and mokum is if you are never kvias. I eat as I walk, we're trotting away through the farm, through the zoo, and we're eating as we go along, no problem. But if you stop in a place, and this is where you're eating, you kaveh mokum. You get up to go because the rain, or everyone else is right, that's it, let's go. You just start eating, you got a problem. Shinah mokum. So if it's not hamoiti mazoinis, you need to make a new bracha. Hamoiti mazoinis, you're just not allowed to go. You've got to stay where you are, finish up, and then move on afterwards. So that's very important. My holidays, shinah mokum. You think, oh, I'm just in the countryside, yeah.
I'll eat hamoiti later than the next place in Abu.
You'd need kavana when you washed. So that is shinah mokum. And now a very important halacha is that it's a Gemara in Brachas of Dalad. People don't know it so much because it's usually not a Geah. On holiday, sadly, every year you hear stories of people that mess up, and it's hard to feel bad for them because if you'd follow what Chazal say, you wouldn't have a problem. And that is, there's an Issa, which the Gemara says, a Chiv Misa, to eat before Marav. Chiv Misa, the Gemara of Dalad says. Because two reasons why we have to emphasize, Chiv Misa, person eats for Davne, eats for Marav. We know you can't eat for any tefillah, but Marav in particular. Why? The Gemara says you'll come home, you'll start doing this, doing that, and you'll forget to daven Marav if you've eaten supper. If you're starving hungry, that will keep you in reminder. You won't fall asleep, you'll daven Marav. So normally during the year, people are making this. For whatever reason, if the heta exists or it doesn't exist, but they rely on this heta, however shaky it is, that I always go to shul, I have my shia, fine. Holiday, no schedule. You come home, you have supper. And even if you see your person listens to a shiur, they go and learn, but you're not in synchronization of regular life. So you go to bed the next morning. Every on holiday I get a text in the morning, I forgot to have a marav, should have two chakras. And it's hard to feel bad because the Gemara says you're not allowed to eat supper. So you come home, do not touch food till you have a marav. There's an issa, again, a chiv misa, to eat.
Enough.
If you have your supper beforehand, then you'll be okay. And then just set a reminder for Marav, practically you want to remember. But it comes Nach, it comes even Shkir, where it could be the Rezi the Chiv begins then, because the Sofik Nach, So now it's getting earlier, soon it'll hit 8 o'clock, 8.30. And you want to have supper. If you haven't done marav today, you've got to hold on. You done marav, then you have supper, and then you will not forget Krishma.
It's irrelevant if you wash it, you don't wash.
Oh, there is Ruki Ve'ega, it brings right from Sukkah, that it could be if you're not eating bread or mazonas, for example, potatoes and schnitzel, it could be better. But that's, it's not so clear. Ve'ega is alright, but others disagree. Yeah, if you have a shoima or an alarm, that's very important, yeah.
Yeah,
the shoima was eating, you're no better off. But you set an alarm, if she's not eating, and she remembers. I don't know how often your wife remembers things, but if she remembers, she's going to remind you, yeah, the shoima would work.
An alarm clock?
Yeah, she was something like alarm clocks, but the majority of people rely on alarm clocks. But it's got to be, and the proof's in the pudding. Every year people call up, oh, I forgot that marriage last night. Why? Because they didn't, often, unless they eat before shkir, that could be, but often they forget. When you're benching and you're out, you don't say, Rachma Shachalon and Baruch Rova Ba'ez Zer, rather you say, I don't know, Bali Chaseinu Yeshiva Seinu, yeah? So again, it's not Ma'akav, but it's an interesting one. I had the Shaila last year, I was in the countryside on Shabbos, I went for a walk, and we walked through a field, I didn't even think of it, we opened the gate, we walked in, and my son said to me, can we close the gate? Could be tzad. You have a field of animals, horses, sheep, cows, whatever it is. You open the gate. Now, they don't know they're still chewing on their grass. But the fact is, they're not enclosed anymore. The gate's open. They can walk out. I come and close the gate. I've thereby trapped them. It's odd. Yeah, but the minute you open it, it's a normal thing to feed your hamster. When you open the cage, you have a problem. The solution by a hamster or a rabbit is you open the cage a tiny bit with your hand there, put the food in, and then close it. So there's never a situation of openness. Yeah, so Shulchan Aruch discusses, can you open the front door? So what's the heter? One heter is, if the animal is domesticated, my cat knows me, he doesn't run away, I'm not trapping him, I'll open the door, he'll go out, he'll come back. So if you have a domesticated animal, Shulchan Aruch discusses cows and a horse are usually domesticated, no problem, you go up to your horse, you feed it, it's not running away from you, you're not trapping it, it wants to be in the field. If you leave the gate open, it may walk up, it'll come back. It's only tzad if I avoid an animal running. So a domesticated animal is no tzad. So your classic dog or cat, the person has a pet, there's no tzad. And your cow, Shulchan Aruch says, and your sus, your horse, there's no tzad. It gets to grey ones, a little bit in between, like a sheep. You try and go up to a sheep, they run. But sheep generally aren't ones that are trying to escape. It's not so clear. If you, sorry?
Birds
are generally, so if you have a domesticated budget or parrot where they go out and they come back to you, that won't be a problem. But a bird that's untrained, and you buy a new one, or just a wild bird, you know, it doesn't ever listen, then it'll be a problem. Yeah, it'll be a problem. So you got to watch out for tzad. So like we said, tzad is not a negair by a lot of times, by a lot of animals, but you got to watch out, because there are those who is negair too. Another important halacha is you are in a hotel, it's not for your holidays, you anyway go to a hotel anywhere, and you're in this huge building, 700 rooms, on Shabbos, are you allowed to carry around the building? So the halacha is if you've got a place that's got an area of mitzad mechitzas, it's a building with the front doors closed, then no problem, you're allowed to carry around the building. However, you always need to have chatzeres. But you only have chatzeres if there's two yidden. If there's one yid, even if he's going to a place with 600 goyim, you don't need chatzeres. If chatzeres are only made by when there's two yidden or more. So you're in a hotel, you're the only yid, no problem. The minute you meet another yid, you're in trouble. The guy told me he was walking through his hotel, he had bags of stuff with him, and they're walking along, and he met another yid. He says, good Shabbos, I can't believe I met you, this is the worst day of my life. And here I am, in the middle of the hotel building, bags of food. Why do you have to come and ruin my holiday? I'm stuck, you can't, that's it, the stuff cannot be moved. He needs an air of chatzeres, he never made one, and he's stuck now. So as long as you're the only yid, I had once on holiday, went to a house, we thought, okay, fine, we'll... One family, don't need an Erev. And then we realized the house backed onto another house. The garden was shared. And Shabbos, I think we realized there was a Yid staying in the other house too. That's it, no more carrying in the garden. It's all over. The minute there's another Yid, no more carrying. So normally you meet another Yid, you're very excited. In this case,
Can you make them say, there's another Yid if you don't know?
You mazak it to any potential Yid. Yeah, you mazak it. Every time you get an Erev, you mazak it to everyone. Any potential lead. I had it last week, my Erev by me, a guy came to me for Shabbos, said, I just came for one family from Shabbos, you never put me in the Erev. I said, no, when I made my Erev, I picked up the pass. I said, any Yid in Klal Yisrael is ever going to need the Erev, Shabbat Chelik in this pass. That would work. So here's what, you go on holiday, if you're really OCD, or you're in a hotel where you don't know who's there, make an Erev.
Yourself.
Someone else has to be clear it.
Who?
I don't know. You're going to have to find someone.
Wife, okay.
No, it won't help Mishpacha. You've got to have someone else. They pick it up. Before you go, do it. Take your box of mantis.
Yeah, no, that's
the problem is you discover on Shabbos. Yeah. So you have a problem. No, God can't be kohen. No. You need another year to do it. So if you do meet this year, tell him you should meet on Friday. Yeah. The best, before you go, you take a box of mantis. Someone picks it up to kohen it for the Eruv. The building, the Eruv's ready. It's ready active. The building's ready sealed. It's closed the front door. And then they kohen it for them.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, on the Shabbos.